Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States welcomes the recent announcement by Sudanese parties of an initial political framework agreement. At a Security Council briefing on Sudan and South Sudan, John Kelly, political counselor at the U.S. mission to the United Nations, said, "This is an essential first step toward reestablishing Sudan's democratic transition. There is now a credible path to a final agreement that would take Sudan out of its current political crisis." In October 2021, Sudan's military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, overthrew a civilian-led transitional government, derailing Sudan's nascent transition to democracy after decades of dictatorship. Massive protests followed and were met with violence, and economic conditions in the country worsened. In July, General Burhan announced that the military was willing to hand power back to civilians. A broad range of Sudanese stakeholders signed the December 5th framework agreement. Political counselor Kelly commended their efforts and their plans for an additional phase of continued dialogue on key issues. He urged all Sudanese actors to engage in dialogue in good faith and to establish a civilian-led transitional government as soon as possible. On December 7th, the United States announced an expansion of the current visa restriction policy to cover any current or former Sudanese officials or other individuals who attempt to undermine or delay democratic progress in Sudan, including through suppressing human rights and fundamental freedoms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who welcomed the initial political framework agreement, said in a statement that the U.S. action expands the department's tools to support Sudan's democratic transition and reflects our continued resolve to support the people of Sudan in their manifest desire for a responsive and responsible civilian-led government. "We once again call on Sudan's military leaders to cede power to civilians, respect human rights, and end violence against protesters," declared Secretary Blinken. He urged representatives of Sudan's civilian leaders to negotiate in good faith and place the national interest above personal political ambitions.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.